Watch, large migrant group pushes past Texas military at El Paso border. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on March 21, 2024. A large group of migrants appear to push their way past Texas National Guard soldiers and razor wire barriers in an attempt to enter the United States near El Paso on Thursday legally. The migrants appear to be stopped by a permanent border barrier after assaulting several guardsmen. A video posted on X by New York Post journalist Jenny Tarr shows a large group of migrants shoving and assaulting members of the Texas National Guard who are defending the border under Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star border security mission. The migrant group eventually broke through the border wire and rushed a permanent border barrier, also manned by guardsmen. This is the moment when TX National Guard became overrun by migrants rioting to get across the border here in El Paso today. We were there and saw it all happen. Absolute chaos here. pic.twitter.com/vn6kf663e. Jenny Tarr, at Jenny is Tarr, March 21, 2024. Tarr described the scene as a riot as the group of migrants began beating on the locked border wall. El Paso Sector Border Patrol agents can also be seen standing by as the guardsmen kept the gate secured. Breaking, a riot just broke out here in El Paso. Hundreds of migrants decided they had enough of TX National Guard returning them to Mexico and rushed the border wall here. Thankful to be here. w/at jamesbreed and pic.twitter.com/psi84yhe. Jenny Tarr, at Jenny is Tarr, March 21, 2024. 2 hours earlier, Tarr reported a calm scene as small batches of a 600-member migrant group were pushed back to Mexico by the guardsmen stand by the razor wire border fencing. Texas Congressman Wesley Hunt, R., reposted Tarr's video, saying, "No, these are not scenes from World War Z. This is your southern border thanks to Joe Biden." Texas Congressman Troy Nels added, "We are being invaded. And Joe Biden is doing nothing to stop it. In fact, the Biden administration is fighting Texas' efforts to increase border security enforcement efforts. An effort to begin enforcement of the new Texas immigration law, SB4, was blocked, unblocked, blocked, unblocked, and blocked again by various court rulings. The matter now stands before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 5th District. Texas and Biden's Department of Justice made arguments for consideration to the 3-judge panel on Wednesday," Breitbart Texas reported. Under Governor Abbott's Operation Lone Star, more than 41,000 migrants have been arrested by Texas law enforcement officials on charges like criminal trespass and malicious mischief, the Texas governor reported on Wednesday. "We will continue to build the border wall, use NG to erect razor wire to repel migrants and keep buoy barriers in the river," Abbott posted on X. The battle over enforcing the Texas immigration law will likely find its way back to the country's highest court. Any decision by the Fifth Circuit after Wednesday's scheduled arguments will surely prompt a quick appeal sending the ACLU challenge up for action by the Supreme Court. So far this month, El Paso Sector Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 18,000 migrants, according to an unofficial Border Patrol report obtained by Breitbart Texas. This is down by 17% compared to 1 year ago. This fiscal year, which began on October 1, 2023, El Paso agents apprehended more than 138,000, down 44% from last year. While Texas numbers have been declining in recent weeks due to increased border enforcement in Texas and other operations by the Mexican government, the numbers have been increasing in the Tucson and San Diego sectors, Breitbart reported. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's Associate Editor and Senior News Contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.